Mumbai, India has been at the crossroads of cultures for millennia. In the 19th century, refugees from Iran, fleeing religious persecution, opened what came to be called Parsi cafes. At one point, there were 400 of them. Today, there are fewer than 40. Rebecca Rossman visited one of the last Parsi cafes.
The first thing you notice when you walk into Britannia & Company, one of Mumbai's most popular Parsi cafes, is that the place is kind of falling apart. Giant paint chips cake the ceiling, the brown walls are peeling, and the cash register, if you can call it that, is just a series of old wooden drawers.
Very old-fashioned, see? And I don't want to change it because I've got so used to it.
58-year-old Roman Kohinoor has been working behind this register for four decades.
This is my grandfather's counter bell. It's 98 years old and it is made from British gunmetal, CD Echo. Even the restaurant is very old-fashioned, 96 years old. It's all peeling out, it's all dropping. I'm going to put up a board now that you enter at own risk. Because if something happens, somebody will hold me liable.
Luckily for Kohinoor, these quirky interiors are seen as more of an attraction than a liability. And so is the food, Iranian comfort food. One of the most popular menu items is a dish called chicken berry pilau, a rice pilaf topped with moist chunks of chicken and stewed in a fragrant tomato sauce, garnished with sour barberries, giving the dish a sweet and sour punch, and served with fresh lime soda. But one of the biggest draws here is the owner.
I come here every day from 12 o'clock till 4:30. I have been coming here now nearly about 80 years.
That's Roman's 97-year-old father, Beaumont Kohinoor. Beaumont's father opened the restaurant in 1923, but every day since Beaumont was about 16, the chattier Kohinoor has slowly made his way around each table to partake in one of his favorite activities, schmoozing. Today's topics for the endearing owner include Hillary Clinton, the British monarchy, and his longevity plans.
You know, the oldest man in the world, he died 1 year ago. How old was he? 146.
146? Yeah. Oh, in Indonesia.
Indonesia. I'm going to break his record.
Kohinoor's great-grandparents came to Mumbai more than 180 years ago after fleeing religious persecution from the dominant religion in Persia, Islam. They were Zoroastrians, one of the oldest religions in the world, founded on three main principles.
Good thoughts, good words, and good deeds.
The hundreds of thousands of Zoroastrians who fled to India became known as Parsis. And in the 19th century, many started opening up these cafes. Now, most are gone.
In another 20 years or 30 years, there won't be Irani.
The Parsi population is dwindling. Today in India, there are just over 60,000 Parsis. You have to be born into the religion. Zoroastrians don't believe in conversion. But the more immediate problem for families like Kohinoor's is a generational one. Younger people don't want to inherit the long hours and risk of low returns that come with running a restaurant. Even Beaumont's 58-year-old son, Roman Kohinoor, admits he is only helping to keep the business going for one reason.
I'm doing this only for my dad. He doesn't want to close this place down. He doesn't want to sell it out. I'm doing it just for him.
Roman has a 27-year-old daughter, Diana. She comes in at the end of each day to do the restaurant's books, a job that requires a computer, meaning it's too techy for anyone else in the family. Diana was studying law at university, but didn't really like it. I ask if she would have any interest in taking over the family business.
I would like to, because we make good money out here. It's like a set business. It's there since 1923, and I would not want it to end because of me. So let's take it ahead, forward.
But with her grandfather still going strong, her promotion from accountant to owner may take a while. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Mumbai.